just days before the April 5th explosion, MSHA agreed that the Upper Big Branch mine had no major outstanding safety issues and found the mine to be in good condition. Massey does not place profits over safety. We never have, and we never will.
That's the voice of former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship just days after the 2010 explosion at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia that killed 29 miners. It was the worst coal mine disaster in America in 40 years. And now, Don Blankenship has been indicted. He's been charged on four federal charges, including conspiracy to violate federal mine safety and health standards and conspiracy to impede federal mining safety officials. He could face up to 31 years in prison. Ellen Smith is editor of Mine Safety and Health News. She's been closely covering the story.
Right now, interestingly enough, they're using charges called the Klein Conspiracy and also bringing about SEC charges, Security and Exchange Commission charges, against Blankenship for failing to tell the truth about the actual mining conditions of the mine in the previous 2 years that they mined coal before the accident. Now, the problem with the Mine Act is it's difficult to actually charge someone with a criminal violation. You don't see the criminal provisions in the Mine Act that you can see under other sections of the law. So what Booth Goodwin and Steve Ruby have done is to say that two or more persons, and in this case, we've already had Gary May, the superintendent, convicted under the Klein Conspiracy, but they are saying that two or more persons conspired to commit a fraud against the United States, or they were obstructing or defeating lawful functions of a department of the United States. And we know, for instance, that they gave advanced warnings to miners before mine inspectors went underground. The mine was so big that it would take up to 2 hours for a mine inspector to get into an area where they were working. And if they were given advance notice, they could clean up some of the problems within that two-hour period. But, you know, even with the advance notice, there were such significant and horrendous problems found in this mine time and time and time again. But MSHA doesn't have the power to just shut down these mines. They can shut down sections of the mine, but they can't just shut down the mine.
Don Blankenship's lawyer said yesterday that his only crime was defying powerful Washington bureaucrats.
I mean, the attorney's going to say what the attorney's going to say, but this
but is that his defense here, that he's completely innocent?
You know, he's going to say he's completely innocent, and it was his job to make money and run coal. One of the things that this indictment showed was just how involved he was into the day-to-day coal production process. He wanted reports every half hour. He wanted reports every hour. He wanted to know to the quarter how much people were paid. And when people didn't want to do the job that he thought needed to be done, which was increase coal production, he threatened them. I mean, he told one of the executives when he felt that the executive wasn't doing his job, he said, "You have a kid to feed. Do your job." Now, that's not coming right out and saying, "If you don't increase production, I'm going to fire you." But how are you going to view that if your boss tells that to you?
Meanwhile, Ellen Smith, people across West Virginia and in the mining industry in other states were aghast at the time of this explosion and since about what they saw as a lack of accountability. I want to read to you quickly just a couple of tweets that came from West Virginia Senator, longtime Senator Jay Rockefeller. Yesterday, he said Don Blankenship and the mines he once operated treated miners and their safety with callousness and open disregard. As he goes to trial, he'll be treated far fairer and with more dignity than he ever treated the miners. And frankly, it's more than he deserves.
Exactly. And there's other things that aren't in this indictment that I think showed his callous disregard to employees, and that is the agreements that miners were made to sign when they went to work for UBB. They were called Red Hat agreements. They were given $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 as an employment contract bonus. But they were told if they left the mine at any point in a 2-year period, they'd have to pay that money back at something like prime plus 2%. Well, even if they took their bonus, their signing bonus, and put it in the bank, they would never, ever be able to repay that money, ever. So they were essentially held hostage. And those employment agreements also forbid the miners from working with any mine, at any mine within a 90-mile radius of a Massey Energy mine. They were literally held hostage by these agreements.
Ellen Smith, what are the chances for Don Blankenship to actually go to prison, much less for the 31 years that's the potential here?
I don't know about the 31 years, but the fact that Gary May, the superintendent, went to prison, and the fact that he had information that led to this, and you obviously have two other people, high-level executives, that are cooperating as well in this.
Ellen Smith is editor of Mine Safety and Health News. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.